Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm glad you're with us this hour. If you've missed any part of this three-hour production here, what you need to do is go to travelers411.com or sabrams.com, sabrams.com. At travelers411.com, click on podcasts and then select the show, and you can download and take with you everything we do this hour, or last hour, or the hour before, or the last 51 weeks, because every show is podcast for a year. And at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, in the show notes, in the directories, in the forums, cross-referenced in a half dozen other places, you will find links to the archived audio that stays forever and ever. So it's been wild, hasn't it? And while we talk about all the wildness politically and weather-wise, which is also politically linked, regrettably, and everything else going on in our lives and our communities, at least one of us is on the other side of the globe, and I've invited her to come back again to give us an update on what's going on in her life. Because Rosemary Armeo, who generally has lived in the past a remarkable but calm life, not unlike anybody else's in terms of you get up in the morning, you go do what you're supposed to do, and you come home at night and put your feet up, read a book, watch the news, catch a movie. Well, we're doing that sort of thing. Except those of us who are dealing with the fallout from recent storms and other unexpected, unforeseen circumstances, Rosemary has chosen to move on from her tenure in Albany and retired only to start a whole new career. And she is in the Middle East. She is in Jordan. We had her on recently. If you want to hear the first interview we did, go to sabrams.com and put in her name. And the search engine that we have searches all the parts of our family of award-winning websites. So it's Rosemary, A-R-M-A-O, Rosemary Armeo, because you're going to want to hear the first interview, especially after you hear what we talk about today, because she is always a source of great interest. And I find it fascinating that somebody that lives in a destination that gets a lot of snow now lives in a place where it probably averages 120 degrees, where the weather forecast, the long-range forecast, is hot and sunny today, hot and sunny tomorrow, hot and sunny the day after, and as far out as you can forecast, it'll be hot and sunny, because that's what it's like in Jordan and most of the Middle East. So we're going to talk with Rosemary Armeo about the experiences she's having in the Middle East right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Andras Nelson's, conducting Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 and Shostakovich Symphony No. 11, the year 1905. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Rosemary, it's you.
It is. There was only one correction I have to make in your intro. It's only 100 degrees here, not 120.
Well, wait till tomorrow, honey.
It's true. And it has not, forget snow ever coming there. I haven't seen rain since I got here in late May.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how any living thing grows here. It's astounding.
What kind of vegetation is there that's natural?
Yeah, there are palm trees and cedar trees. There are all kinds of flowers, a lot like Florida. And then there's nothing. You know, there are vast tracts that look very barren. It takes a certain sort of appreciation for beauty to call them beauty. They look almost to me like gravel heaps. And there's mountains of that in some places, like around the Dead Sea. It's quite different than Albany.
I would say. And you know, well, on the west coast of Ireland, there's an area called the Burren, B-U-R-R-E-N. And the Burren is essentially miles and miles, square miles, abutting the Atlantic Ocean on the west coast of Ireland, of these slabs of stone. And they're big slabs. I mean, you say many of them are like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet across, 5 or 6 feet long, and has something to do with the Ice Age depositing all this stuff. And miraculously, between all these slabs of stone, in the little tiny crevices, tiny little wildflowers of a variety of kinds have managed to grow in between where one slab ends and the next slab begins, and it is, you know, conjectured or otherwise scientifically proven that the seeds have either blown in from France or carried in on the pollen on the birds' wings or butterflies or something coming by. And there's a famous saying there, in the Burren you can't find a thief or a tree to hang them from. Because, you know, there's nothing. There are no houses or people. You know, it's just this. It looks like maybe you're on Mars or someplace. It looks like another planet. And
I've never been that. I would like to try that. Have you ever been to one of the volcanic sites like in Hawaii?
Oh, yes.
Which is just total wasteland. It also looks like Mars. And yet, just like you say, ferns begin sprouting and small plants get into crevices, and it's just this amazing thirst for life.
Well, on the big
olive trees are all over the landscape here. It looks completely barren. Again, I don't know how they get water. I have one in my backyard, and I have to say it's a thrill to see big trees and olive trees with the fruit on the tree. You know, I've never seen them outside like of a can that my mother puts into a salad or dried figs that we'd have at Christmas. So to see them fresh on a tree is just a thrill, I have to say.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Hawaii. If you fly into Kona on the big island of Hawaii and you drive, when you get out of the airport, make a left, and you drive along this one long road, the left side will be very fancy, lovable, terrific resorts right up against the ocean. And on the right side, you see lava fields. It looks like, you know, everybody who got coal in their Christmas stocking came and dumped it there. It's all these black, lumpy rocks for miles and miles straight ahead and all the way to the right. And that's all lava from some lava flow from the volcanoes that are in Hilo, the National Volcano Park in Hilo on the Big Island, which is a good couple-hour drive from there, although it's a quicker drive now than it used to be because they put in a much better road. But it's so funny because the people that built the road wanted to leave their own little reminders that they'd been there. So they did their own kind of graffiti, and their graffiti is made of white stones. So they hunt for white stones, and then you'll see a heart made of white little white rocks and says, John loves Mary or something. But it's all made of white rocks. And it's the most incredible thing. You drive along reading the side of the road, but none of it was done in a destructive way to the natural landscape of the lava. So, you know, there is something. You really have to be able to appreciate a landscape that is very different from what you typically experience wherever you live.
And we're actually talking about the beauty of desolation. And another one that you've probably seen, Stephanie, is around the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. It's a volcanic field, and there's the black rocks, the lava, that rocks that you're describing all over the place, except that in the middle of them is this deep, thermally fed, beautiful, just like it says, blue, deep blue water, and it's hot.
And it's therapeutic.
Like a natural spa. It's so beautiful.
But it's therapeutic. People go there to get their psoriasis and other skin conditions under control. Because the minerals, minerals have a reputation of improving severe skin conditions, and especially the psoriasis and eczema. And so when were you there last?
I went last January.
Okay, so when you went there, they actually had like a nice locker room to change in? Or no?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. About 10 years ago, before they made that beautiful locker room, you would have arrived with your bathing suit on underneath, whatever you were wearing. You would have taken off your outerwear and hung it on a nail, on a piece of wood, on a pole. You would have put your towel there, and then you would have gone in the water, come out, dried yourself, put your clothes on top of your damp bathing suit, and left. And they finally got around to building something that feels civilized at the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. We have to take a quick break, Rosemary, and we'll be right back. Don't leave me.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain. Plus, indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliffcocknicles. Intrigued by Cliffcocknicles? It's simple. After gasping at the Cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliffcocknicles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal through October 29th. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season and take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Rosemary Armeo on the line with me. She is live in Jordan in the Middle East. She's the regional editor for OCCRP, which is far too much for my pea-sized brain to remember. So tell us what all those alphabet soup letters stand for, Rosemary.
Okay, we're an investigative reporting project. That stands for Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project.
And
there's a lot of it all over on this side and this part of the world, North Africa and the Middle East. So I look for stories out of any place in that region about those two topics.
But I also understood that you were doing instruction with journalists to teach them how to do this sort of thing.
Oh, well, sure. That we're I'm an editor, not a reporter. I guess I should make that clear. And when you're doing that, that means you're finding reporters who have not done investigative reporting at all in this part of the world. So we teach them. We're training, but not in a classroom. We do it as they're being instructed. I do some training, and I do work in universities. But my main job is actually getting stories out of young reporters.
And this falls under the category I like to refer to by a phrase I have coined called intentional travel, where you are going off to a destination with a specific purpose in mind. And, you know, you don't have to be, you know, employed by someone or, you know, on assignment for something to be focused on intentional travel, because if you decide at the time that you're deciding where to go, what experiences you want to get out of this trip. Maybe you want to meet people who do the same kind of job you do, or if you're a scout leader, you might want to meet another scout leader, or if you're a landscaper, you might want to meet local landscapers. I'm sure a landscaper from upstate New York area would be fascinated talking to somebody.
Yeah,
who was involved.
I have a friend who's a food writer in the Albany area, and we're trying to get her to come over. You know, she can save expenses by staying with me, of course, and just writing about, like, Middle Eastern food and Palestinian cooking and Jordanian cooking, and it's fascinating. We just went a friend and I just took a side trip that maybe you'll want to tell me about. I don't know if you've ever been to Beirut. It was my first trip. And we came back with, like, 2 kilos, if you can imagine that. A kilo is 2.2 pounds. 2 kilos of various kinds of baklava, different brands and different ways to make it, because the Lebanese are very proud of their baklava. So I was telling this food writer, saying, these are great stories. You should come over and look at some of these.
Well, tell your food writer friend. Absolutely. Tell your food writer friend, and maybe while you're there, you've maybe already experienced it. But I was introduced to Middle Eastern food by a fellow, Emil Rezaya. Anybody in the travel industry who's listening who knows him, think a happy thought. Emil was involved in the opening of World Airways and Capital Airways, two airlines you don't hear of anymore. He's been in the travel industry forever. He was involved in the opening of the first Hyatt Hotel in Tehran. And his father was, at the time, the chief rabbi in what I guess was still considered Persia, maybe, or maybe it was already Iran. But he introduced me to Middle Eastern food, and I didn't know what to expect. But I fell in love with something called cherry rice. Have you had cherry rice?
If I have, it hasn't been called that. Now I got to find it.
All right. Well,
I was going on a diet, Stephanie. I'm turning into a beach ball over here, but I'll have to try cherry rice.
Well, I will tell you, just avoid sugar and white flour, and weight will fall off your body. And so you don't have to avoid carbs. Eat rice, eat potatoes. Just stay away from white flour and sugar, and you'll be in great shape. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and just mention cherry rice and something that sounds to me like lamagine. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. But it's like it looks like a pizza. It's got a top dough and a bottom dough, and the middle is stuffed with lovely spiced ground beef. It is so delicious. But, oh, I'm getting hungry doing this. This was a mistake.
I know.
I'm salivating here. We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Rosemary Armeo. We're going to start with the cherry rice, and we're going to dive into Beirut and other places. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
is Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, the smile was so inviting. Then he touched my cheek with his fingertips. Softly, softly with me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Rosemary Armeo. She is the regional editor for a group called OCCRP. And you can go to the podcast or the archived audio in the next couple of days and find this show and listen to it again so that you can hear what all those letters stand for. Actually, in our show notes at sabrams.com, you will find the explanation of each of those letters, which I'm not going over again. So, but we were talking, I wanted to mention Cherry Rice to you. When I was told I was being taken to a Middle Eastern restaurant, and I'm not experimental with food because I have a few food allergies, and I never know if I'm allergic to something until I eat something I've never had before, and then bingo. Then there's nothing scarier than not being able to breathe. So I do my best to, you know, identify what I'm eating. And I've never been accused of not having an appetite, Rosemary. So it's not that I don't want to eat things. But I figured when I was told we were going to this Middle Eastern restaurant that I'd probably have, I don't know, some salad, lettuce, tomatoes, and some bread. And maybe there's a consomme or something, and we'll call it dinner. But the food came out, and it was gorgeous and all grilled and greaseless and so beautifully spiced. I mean, really, it smelled so good. It looked so good. And what came out on these platters were grilled everything, grilled two or three kinds of fish and lamb and beef and chicken. And I mean, it was, you weren't going to go hungry here, but they brought to the table this dish of rice, and the rice was pink. And in the rice were dark pitted cherries that were halved or quartered into the rice. And the reason the rice was pink, here some restaurant would probably throw in red dye number two or something and make it pink. This was pink from the leaching of the natural juice of the sweet dark pitted cherries into the rice. So what came to the table is this bowl of pink rice and these cherries in it. And, you know, even that scared me a little bit. I mean, you know, I like my things to be the color I expect them to be. Like every now and then somebody serves me blue watermelon and it's like you could keep it. You know, I don't want that. But this was fabulous. And I've gotten to the point that if we go to a Lebanese restaurant or an Iranian restaurant, we won't take a seat at the table unless they tell me they can make me cherry rice. So
you're right. It is from Iran. It's Persian.
It's fabulous. So, it is fabulous.
I've gotten very fond of this bakery that makes these rolls with sesame seeds on it, and people here eat it with hummus on it. It's so good. Mm. And you put za'atar, which is like thyme. I don't know what it is. It's a combination to me of thyme and pepper, but you put that in there. Oh, it's so good. And as I say, I'm turning into a beach ball. I really have to get the eating under control.
I would imagine in 100...
Lovely ice cream, which I didn't expect, you know. It's great. Well, the food is really good. And then, as I say, we went to Beirut, and they are very proud of their cuisine and the food. I just didn't have a bad meal any time I was there. It was great.
You know, for those of you listening on WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial, there's a place on Route 4 called the Jewelry Exchange. Is it 4 or 17? I think it's on Route 4. Called the you folks that live there, you know the Jewelry Exchange. It's kind of like a flea market in the sense that you go in the building and there are all these different concessions of jewelers. And one of the jewelers was a guy I did business with for years when I lived in New Jersey, and his name was Fadi, and his family was from Beirut, And the parents moved their two sons, and I think they had a daughter too, from Beirut to Brooklyn, and they opened a jewelry store. And they brought them from Beirut to America because they wanted to know their children would be safe growing up. And regrettably, they had a jewelry robbery, and one of their sons was killed in that robbery. And
oh.
It was a horrible story. At the their concession stand in the jewelry exchange, and I'm pretty sure it's Route 4, but if I'm wrong, it's Route 17. At their stand, and I got the whole story when I asked about it, there's a tall, skinny display case with a framed photo of this very handsome young man who was the brother who was murdered in the jewelry robbery, and some other things that, you know, were memorializing him. And I don't know if Fadi's mother is still with us. I hope that she is, but she was an older woman when I knew her 20 years ago. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
Yeah. Well, the point was that, you know, she told me the story that, you know, here she thought she's moving her family to America to be safe, and they might have been safer in Beirut. But he would tell stories about going home to visit family in Beirut. And many of them lived upstairs above rows of what we'd call in Europe high street or main street shops. And they were having lunch one day, and they lived upstairs in the apartments above these long row of shops. And they didn't have a certain kind of pickle that Fadi liked to eat. So he said he's going to run downstairs, and, you know, two doors down there was one of these kind of a deli kind of a store that sold olives and pickles and whatnot. And he went into the store, and he was busy looking for the pickles that he wanted when some sniper types came down the road and started shooting into the stores. And he dove underneath the display counters where the olives and pickle barrels were and whatnot. And he said, to his surprise, all the women that were in the store shopping just kept shopping. Like, nobody moved. This was normal. Well, they just went about their business. He said he felt so embarrassed, like a coward. And then he got his pickles and went upstairs and had lunch. Do you feel any sense of danger?
At war for 15 years, from the 1970s to 1991, there was continual urban warfare. So, yes, people did get used to that. And we still see Lebanon, of course, as war-torn. It could happen again. I feel very lucky that I got to visit it at a time when there's peace. But everywhere there are signs of war. And when they saw Americans there, they kept asking us, tell people to visit. Tell them you are safe. Tell them how beautiful it is, which it is true. But that country has been through hell. Can I tell one story? This is the one I really want to tell your friends about. This is one of the best places I went to was a museum, and not everybody likes going to art museums, but this one was worth it because the Beirut Museum, the National Museum, was right on what was called the Green Line, which was the dividing line between the Christians and the Muslims, the two sides that were fighting. This was, the war is very complex. I'm still reading about it now to figure it out. It had to do with religion, but also politics and about direction of the country and rich and poor. But the Green Line divided the two sides, and it was called green because nothing was allowed to be there. They just planted trees and stuff so the soldiers couldn't go through on either side. And there the museum was. It was attacked. Snipers went inside it. And the curator of this museum was a hero, and he boxed up all these beautiful ancient treasures in concrete. He stored things down in the basement, and no one expected the war to last 15 years. So some of the stuff he created up was destroyed because water rose in the basement. There was humidity when the power went out. There was no way to really protect his priceless art. But over the years, it took 40 years to bring it back, and it reopened last fall. And it is a world-class, amazing museum. And you don't have to love art for it. It's like a history museum. On the bottom floor, there's all this art dedicated to funerals, so caskets and mummies and sarcophagi. And they are all beautifully preserved and so lovingly put back because they were almost lost to mankind. It's just a great place. I can't recommend it highly enough.
We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Rosemary Arameo. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit ireland.com.
Walking hand in hand, the night was so exciting. Remember, the smile was so inviting. Remember, then you touched my cheek. Remember, with a spoon of tears. Softly, softly with me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain. Plus, indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Rosemary Armeo. She is the regional editor for an international group, OCCRP. Go to sabrams.com, look in the show notes. You'll see what that alphabet soup stands for. I was asking you, Rosemary, are you cutting onions for dinner or something? What is that noise I hear that sounds like you're cutting on a cutting board?
Oh, I think that's me just playing on the keyboard. I'll stop. Sorry about that.
We have very sensitive mics. Okay. Well, my question to you is, how safe is it to really be a muck-raking rebel rouser in the Middle East, encouraging reporters through your assistance and tutorage how to follow up on stories about corruption and whatnot, because people who are corrupt are often also violent and dangerous and have no conscience about the value of life. So, talk
it's interesting. I just looked it up. In the past year so far, 2017 so far, across the world, 46 journalists have died either because of targeted killings, like the editor of a magazine in India who was shot dead last week, or by accident. Today, a Financial Times reporter was killed in, of all things, a crocodile attack while he was on vacation and surfing in Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. So there is danger everywhere for every people. I do not think journalism is a safe profession in that way. And journalists who covered the hurricanes in Harvey and Irma went to great lengths and to great danger, despite the president saying, oh, they won't go into a wind unless there's a good story. I mean, journalists face danger and worse every day to bring a story to people. So is it dangerous in the Middle East? Yes, it is. And I hear reporters talking about this every day. They will work on an investigation and have it absolutely nailed down. All the evidence is there. All they have to do to publication is talk to the target of our inquiry. And they're afraid to do it. They're afraid they'll be arrested or beat up if they ask hard questions. Even if the person is not a public official or a policeman, but somebody like, you know, a chicken farmer, they're afraid to go talk to people. And I am inspired by what these reporters do every day. And I would not say that American reporters have it any easier. There is not a great love for reporters right now. There's a great anti-press sentiment that's being stirred by our government that's dangerous, and it does not work for the benefit of America. So,
but we have a history of that. I mean, you know, I can remember learning in fifth grade where in New York State, the fifth grade education of, you know, historical things started with the explorers and moved into the colonies and, you know, people leaving the island of that is we now call the UK. That's why I'm stumbling. But it was Britain to come to America for freedom. And in spite of that, what was his name? Is it John Peter Zenger? What was his name? His name was Zenger. And they, you know, he had the local print shop, and he produced the newspaper, and you know, somebody snuck
wrote,
in there, and then they,
about the corruption of the royal governor,
right? Exactly, and they ripped the place apart, and you know, they destroyed. I don't remember what happened to him, but I do remember that, you know, here's a guy trying to print a paper, and free speech was not in the cards.
No, and even much later in Illinois, Elijah Lovejoy was an editor who stood up for a black man. In Illinois, this is not the Deep South, and his printing press was thrown in the river, and he was hauled out of his office by an angry mob. Yeah, journalism, if you do it right, is dangerous. And the people who do it are a special breed who believe that the truth is more important than life. I am in awe of them. I do not personally feel in danger. I work in an office. I'm an editor. I think my reporters take risks that that's not the same for me. And as far as crime, Amman is amazingly safe. I walk around. It's a big city. I walk around at night all the time. I never feel intimidated or afraid. People are kind. They help you. Of course, you know, you don't do stupid things. There's pickpockets the world over. There are robbers the world over. Stay out of taxis at night. But other than that, I live alone. We as Americans have gotten so timid about the rest of the world. It's not a big, scary place. It's a big, very cool place where you can have adventures and meet all kinds of people.
Yeah,
travel is great. Keep selling, Stephanie.
I am living proof of that. So I want to thank you so much, Rosemary. You're going to have to come back. We're going to have you back in about 2 weeks. And when you come back, I'm busting to hear what you thought of my novel, Rumors. So
I know I have it. It's an assignment. I must read it. I've been wanting to. I don't read anything except news stories lately.
All right. Well, come back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
With me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.